Today we begin a fascinating series from a million-acre-plus ranch in the Australian outback. The story of Curtin Springs Station is one you won't want to miss. You can hear the daily features right here, and you can hear the entire interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. The series begins after this. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Lindy Severin helps manage a ranch with quite a history.
My husband's father and his wife came out in 1956 to take over the station from the Andrews family. And the Andrews family had had it for a number of years before that.
It's the Curtin Springs Ranch in the Northern Territory of Australia. The Severins had few visitors in 1956 and 57.
So Curtin Springs was the end of the road. So in the first year that Pete and Dawn were here, six people drove down the road. Although second year there was a 50% increase and nine people drove down the road.
Today the road continues onward 60 miles to Ayers Rock, a site that draws many tourists. That landmark was not easily accessible at the time. That is until the late 1950s, when an entrepreneur in Alice Springs began taking tourists to the rock.
He started running buses out, and he would pick up water from here and take it out to Ayers Rock because there was no permanent water out at Ayers Rock. So all of the water for the early human use and then building and construction out at Ayers Rock all came from Curtin Springs.
Soon Pete and Don Severin began serving food to tourists. Today they have 27 motel rooms, a campground, fuel, and food. They have to generate their own power and supply their own water. 119 water bores have been dug on the property.
Only 14 sites are usable. We only had a handful where we didn't strike water. The rest were too salty. We've got some bores that are four and five times saltier than the sea. So our shallowest usable water is at 9 feet. Our deepest is over 400.
This is a working ranch. And next time, we'll explore the over 1 million acres here as we travel the countryside at Curtin Springs Station, Australia. I'm Andrew McRae.